Dabekwa said the father Zimbabwe is the late vice president was affectionately known in political circles, sacrificed a lot, including signing the unity accord just to save the killing of people in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces by the Korean trained 50th Brigade. Dabengwa, who revealed that he never approved the unity accord, calling it a scandalous document, said Ngomo had people at heart and that forced him to sign the unity accord unconditionally. Dabengwa said President Robert Mugabe put conditions for Ngomo to meet him.
Mugabe completely refused to meet Ngomo and said the only time I'll meet Ngomo before we do any negotiations, the condition for meeting him is that he must agree that we come together into a new party which will be called ZANU-PF. Number two, that the president of that party will be him. And number three, that Zenda and himself as junior vice president will be the vice president. People were being killed by Boko Haram in their hundreds. And Nkomo said we have to stop this. He agreed to go and sign that thing December 87.
Ngomo was unhappy about what was going on in Zimbabwe at that time, especially the crackdown on his party by President Mugabe's government.
Members of PF ZAPU in Parliament did mention that a number of people were killed in the western province of Zimbabwe. The people who were supposed to have perpetrated these murders called themselves Support Unit 5th Brigade. The cause of the massacre, they say, was that the people had begotten dissidents.
He was respected in all parts of the country. Chinoy resident Willy Nyambe said Ngomo was more accommodative than Mr. Mugabe. Nyambe said Ngomo wanted total freedom for Zimbabwe regardless of tribe and color.
Nkomo really wanted people to be free so that the Africans can run up their country in collaboration with the settler regime which was there. He did not want, he was not a divisive a personality, right? He could accommodate both white, black, yellow in colors. He had no problem. But unlike the current situation where it is said blacks, Africa should be only for the blacks.
Another local resident, Adeline Uchu, who grew up in Bulawayo, said Ngomo was not power hungry as all he wanted was to totally liberate Zimbabwe.
I grew up in Matabeleland myself in Msilikazi. I used to see him walking on foot, trying to help the people who were in need. And he was not pompous as we see today. Ngomo loved all the people and he wanted this country to be liberated, truly to be liberated.
Dabengwa, who received military training in Russia, prompting people to call him the Black Russian, said Ngomo had a clear vision on proper and practical indigenization and the utilization of land by all people.
And Ngomo's vision was that land is not an infinite commodity. It is something that must be shared carefully, taking into account the next generations. And his vision was to have a Zimbabwe where everyone who used agricultural land used it on a commercial basis.
Sibongile Mugijima of Chikono Ono in Chinoy said Ngomo fought for genuine black empowerment and is well remembered for his fight to his businessman Strive Masiwa get a mobile phone license.
He was for indigenization. I will give an example of Strive Masiwa. He stood by Strive Masiwa.
Dabengwa said although Ngomo tried hard to make the government of the day see the light, he was labeled as now an old man.
What went wrong was because Ngomo was not listened to. He was an old man who was bubbling, making noise. Don't take him seriously. This was attitude of ZANU-PF. Even in government as vice president, Ngomo made quite a number of suggestions which were never taken into account.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.